In the pre-war year of 1940, Greenville, South Carolina was blessed with its first fundamental independent Baptist church. Hampton Avenue Baptist Church was founded in February of that year with Reverend C.L. Norman as its first pastor. For 23 years, Pastor Norman guided his flock. The Granite Church on Hampton Avenue called a young, energetic visionary as its interim pastor in August of 1963 when Pastor Norman retired. David Yerrick became full-time pastor of Hampton Avenue Baptist Church in January 1964, and for the next 39 years, Pastor Yerrick created a legacy of faithfulness. Of course, Dr. Yerrick wasn't always a Baptist preacher. He was first of all a trained radio announcer. Those of us at WMUU are very proud of our more than 50-year relationship with Dave Yerrick. Indeed, the Yerrick voice has been broadcast over our airways since the very first day we went on the air on September 15, 1949. So you will pardon me, I trust, if I sound just a little bit proud as I and many others tell the Yerrick story. A story of faithfulness. A story of finishing well.
He's just a faithful, just a steady, steady fellow. And whatever he does is like that.
Barbara and Jack Buttram have known Dave Yerrick for over a half century. Jack Buttram was program director at WMUU in the early days.
See, Barbara's from Pennsylvania, so is Dave. And I kid both of them about having this attitude called Pennsylvania guilty, which means if it doesn't happen before 5 in the morning, it probably doesn't happen. You know, if you have a prayer meeting, you got to have it start early.
The very first year that the station was open, you worked here too, didn't you?
Right. Yeah, I was on the air the first Sunday the station started, and Dave was right in there. I mean, I don't know, we were just working at different times. And I had a sign-on shift with another colleague, and Dave would often be in to read the news. He was also the announcer for Dr. Bob Jones Sr., the program called Dr. Bob Jones Says. He was usually, if he was around, he was often the announcer for that program. We were one of the first stations to start a five-minute on-the-hour, often on-the-hour newscast. So he was very good. And then the other aspect of it that Barbara didn't see as much as I did was that he was the commercial manager. 4 years, and also he worked with Glenn Shunk. Many people remember Glenn Shunk as also an announcer, although his chief work was as in sales. And so Dave, I think, learned a lot from Glenn. And then when Glenn left for full-time evangelism, I think that was the time when Dave became the commercial manager.
Oftentimes, when you work with someone, you really see what they're like. Jack and Barbara Buttram liked what they saw in Dave Yerrick, enough so that they joined Hampton Park Baptist Church when they returned to Greenville.
We came back and lived in Greenville from 75 through, well, 25 years, 75 to 2000. And so we did see, and of course, during all of that time, we were friends with Dave and Bobby. Wasn't just out of friendship, but
I think you were sold on going to Dave's church because we knew his character.
Well, I knew Dave two things. I guess I knew one: Dave had not trained as for the ministry. But altogether, I would say that my major impression was because I knew Dave to be a very thorough, honest, sincere guy, and one who didn't do a job halfway. If it had to be done, it was done well and done right. So I figured that's the way the church was. And, of course, the testimony from the growth of the church in its earlier days until the time that it came to be right at, until we left it just 3 years ago, it's been a growing church and a serving church. I think Dave's concern for missions has been outstanding. When we first came to the church, I remember a certain percentage, and I don't recall exactly, but it was in the neighborhood of 30% of the church budget was going for missions. And he's tried to increase that all along.
Under Pastor Yerrick's leadership throughout the 1960s, Hampton Avenue Baptist Church grew to the point of bursting the seams of the lovely little granite church building on Hampton Avenue. Church membership had grown to 300. To accommodate the growth, the church voted in 1968 to purchase a 27-acre tract of sloping wooded land on State Park Road, just outside the city limits of Greenville. Not long after, the first phase of construction began on Hampton Park Baptist Church. Growth can be painful in life, in business and government, and in a church. Paul Wickensheimer has been an almost constant member of the Deacon Board at Hampton Park. Paul has served as a recent chairman of the board. Mr. Wickensheimer has also served on Greenville County Council as its chairman, so he brings a special insight to the character and church management skills of Dave Yerrick.
He is such an outstanding man. I have the greatest respect for him. He's almost been a father figure to me over the years, just a person that I look up to, and his godly wisdom, his humility, his sense of humor are just really outstanding. So we very rarely have dissension in our ranks. Most things are voted on a unanimous basis, and pastor's philosophy over the years has been that if it's controversial, if it's that much of an issue that you have to count heads and it's that close, perhaps we shouldn't do it and we'll scrap the idea and go back to the drawing board. He's a man that really has had his pulse on the ministry over the years and really has had a heart for God. His burden for missions has been incredible too, and the ways that he's visited missionaries and the ways that he sought to raise additional support for them and to challenge us to give more and more for missionaries. It's really been a blessing to watch. I think not only has he been a pastor to our congregation, but many of the fundamental pastors in the area have told me that he's been a pastor to them, somebody that they can call on and somebody they can confide in and somebody they can seek counsel from. Mm-hmm. I think he's been a blessing. Missionaries all over the world, when they have difficulties, they'll call him and seek counsel because of his godly wisdom. And I think that's been a blessing, too, to see that he's not only been a pastor to us, but he's been a pastor to pastors and been a pastor to missionaries and been a pastor to people all over the world. And that's really the mark that I think Pastor Yerrick leaves on my heart and my mind.
Dr. Yerrick has been known for his faithfulness for many, many years. There comes a time in any servant's life to remove the hand from the plow once your furrow is completed. That day came for David Yerrick on December 31, 2002, completing 39 years of pastoring his flock. Pastor Yerrick is now pastor emeritus at Hampton Park Baptist Church, still serving, although in a part-time capacity. Finding a replacement was a difficult task, made easier by Pastor Yerrick. Again, Paul Wickensheimer.
We talked about this a number of years ago, and I was on the deacon board when this came up, and we started to have some conversations about it, and we just really felt like the time was not right to do it. And we left it in pastor's hands and said, when you're ready, you let us know, and we'll just kind of leave it on the back burner until you say the word. And about 3 years ago, he said the word. He said, I think it's time for you to start considering bringing somebody in. And so we formed a committee to take a look at this. We worked on this for close to a year in going out and searching all over the country to find a successor for Pastor Yerrick. And we were able to zero in on Pastor Conley. He was pastoring a church in Irmo that he had planted. Really, in working with both men through the transition process, it's really been a blessing to see Pastor Conley to come in and to fit in and work well with Pastor Yerrick, and to see Pastor Yerrick's strong support for him from the first day, to have him work with him as an associate pastor for 2 years, and to see them bond and work with each other as a team has been a blessing.
Dr. Drew Connolly joined the staff at Hampton Park Baptist Church before Pastor Yerrick retired, making transition as easy as possible for all concerned. I think it's fair to say that many churches could learn from the model of Hampton Park. Drew Connolly was no stranger to the Yerrick family.
I've known Pastor Yerrick since I was a child. He actually baptized me when I was 6 years old. and our family attended the church some off and on through my years of growing up. Probably one of the most meaningful things was when our first son died in labor. We weren't members of the church, but my in-laws were. And Pastor Garrick visited us and saw to it that a video was made of the graveside service and that kind of thing. And it was really a special thing. He's very much a people person. He's a pastor who's there. You know, his great strength is getting people to work together and diffusing difficulties. A master in public relations, that kind of thing. And I think it's to his credit that you've got the people that are there in their particular roles because it functions. You know, they all function like a team, and that's been a blessing. And then he's got that humble kind of spirit, unassuming kind of spirit, and I don't think the transition, this way of doing a pastoral change would work without that. I like his unassuming kind of style of dealing with problems. It doesn't tend to escalate. I think that's one of the main things that I've seen with him. And I think the other thing about him is his attention to the needs of people whenever anything significant is going on in their lives. And I don't know that I can match that, but I know that at least, you know, I can try and make sure. As the church has grown, that becomes more and more difficult, even for him to do, and it becomes more of a team effort. But people appreciate it.
Dr. Conley saw the Lord working in bringing him to Greenville.
You know, really was of the Lord, because we had no expectation of ever coming back to Greenville. Mm-hmm. Greenville's where we trained and expected to go out from where I grew up. And but we had a couple friends who were in the congregation who one of them asked me just to pray about the possibility of putting my name in to be considered. And the other one had told me about the need, and I had said, well, I probably, you know, wouldn't be interested at this time or whatever, but I couldn't say no to praying. I prayed about it, and as it was, the Lord didn't give me peace about saying no.
Drew Conley is a man with a godly heritage. His father was the late Pastor Jim Conley of Heritage Bible Church of Greenville.
One thing my dad taught me is that particularly when you're not sure about what the Lord wants you to do, don't close doors on your own. Let him close them. So I sent in my resume and just figured there are enough hurdles that if the Lord wanted to close that door, he would.
Pastor Yurick has long felt that music was a very important part of the ministry at Hampton Park Baptist Church, and for some 20 years, Dave Crist has been the minister of music at the church.
We started working in the music program shortly after we joined the church in 1966, and things sort of evolved from there. So now I've been doing the music for actually a little over 20 years, and it's been a wonderful opportunity to work with him one-on-one personally in the music program at the church.
Mr. Crist enjoyed a wonderful working relationship with Pastor Yurick. Nevertheless, he knew that Dr. Yurick had very clear ideas concerning the kind of music that should be performed in a separated, fundamental church. The kind of music that honored the Lord.
Basically, he gives me a good overview of what he would like to see in the music program. He's very oriented to making sure that the music program is vital, that it's exuberant, that it's enjoyable and interesting to the congregation, and of course is a blessing to the congregation. He does not like to see anything that is dull and uninteresting. So he wants to make certain that the music program is constantly very vibrant. But as far as selecting music, he's really very much comfortable, I think, with allowing me to make those choices. Obviously, I know where he wants to go with the music program, and that's why I think he feels that comfortable in allowing me to make those choices. On the main programs, I basically make the selections. He approves those selections and lets me go from there. He and I are very close in our music standards. There's really not much that we have to talk about because we both know where each of us are, and we're very close as far as what we expect the music program to accomplish. Yes, he does want a very strong salvation emphasis in every one of the programs, and especially every one of the special music music programs. He wants them to honor the Lord. He wants it to be good, solid music that has a great text to it, which is exactly what I want with the program, and it's wonderful to work in a relationship like that. He doesn't really involve himself too much with the details with me. He expects me to take those, and I expect that I should be responsible for those.
Right.
But in administrative areas, he's very, very strong. And in general overall leadership, he's extremely strong in that area. So one of his great strengths is as a pastor. He knows everyone. He makes a special effort to get to know everyone in the congregation. Even when he sits on the platform, he knows who's there at a given mm-hmm. service and who may not be there. And so he's very tuned in to working individually with folks in the church. And that's a great strength of him, his pastoral skills. And of course, working with his wife in those areas. Whenever there's anything going on, he's there. Weddings, he's there. Funerals, he's there. Important events, he's there. Church programs, he's there. School programs, he's there. There's an involvement there that is amazing for the pastor of a church the size of Hampton Park Baptist Church. One of the unique aspects of Pastor Eric's personality is his stability, his ability to stay with a ministry and see it through thick or thin. He's very even tempered. He doesn't come in at one point very upset, and other times be very laid back. He's just very stable in his approach to the ministry and in his own personality. So he's not easily flustered.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same every time you see him in the pulpit, every time you work with him. He's very very even-tempered in that area. And I consider that a strength.
Hampton Park Baptist Church has avoided many of the financial problems that often accompany growth. Much of the temporal credit for that goes to Dave Yurick. One of the many lessons Pastor Yurick learned from Dr. Bob Jones Sr. clearly was, you can borrow brain. Roy Barton is the chief financial officer for Bob Jones University. Dr. Barton has a great deal of experience and real-world savvy in financial matters. Dave Yurick sought the counsel of Roy Barton many times. That Dr. Barton is a member of Hampton Park Baptist Church and serves on the deacon board made it easy for Pastor Yurick to seek his advice. Now, Roy Barton is a no-nonsense kind of guy who requires people to demonstrate good sense and character before he gives his endorsement. Dr. Barton can give his wholehearted endorsement to Pastor Yurick's church management skills.
Dave is a leader. Sometimes some pastors are known to be controlling in their positions, but Dave Yurick always was interested in the board presenting their thoughts on things. He listened, he absorbed them, and oftentimes would make recommendations on his position, but did indeed follow the leading of the board, and it was a pleasure working with him. Dr. Yurick is a man who keeps on keeping on. His absolute faithfulness in his responsibilities. He is not one who's encouraged one day, down the next. It is his stability and his desire to constantly be available and to perform the function that God has called him to, and that is pastoring the flock, leading the flock. I was, frankly, quite interested when I was serving on the board that he did come to me and ask some questions about financial things. At that time, the church had debt. We had church bonds, and I remember recommending to him that we attempt to get these into a monthly reduction basis rather than simply paying interest year after year and continuing to remain in debt. And he had me search out some bank opportunities, which I did, and eventually our debt was financed by one of the local banks, and over a period of years we got out of debt. And he adopted the position, the church has adopted the position, I think with Dave's blessing, that we go forward in our future projects on a cash basis without debt. And that is a tremendous savings, in my opinion, of the Lord's money. I think one of his strong characteristics is, I think he may recognize he doesn't have the depth in financial areas and has relied on and asked advice of those who did have that experience. And that's a strong characteristic. That I really appreciate it.
Another Christian leader who holds Dave and Bobby Yerrick in very high regard is the president of Bob Jones University. Bob Jones III has known the couple for a very long and interesting time.
Well, I have a confession to make. His wife, Bobby, was a beautiful, vivacious, blonde young lady who worked, I believe, in the extension office in the administration building when I was in junior high school. She was a college girl. And I had a mad crush on her. I guess all the eligible boys her age did as well. But I used to work in the administration building at the university in the summer times, doing various and sundry things. And I would make frequent excuses to go down to the extension office every chance I got. Then along came Dave and swept her off her feet. And I guess at first, my first acquaintance with Dave was one of jealousy, as a probably a 12 or 13 year old boy who had the love of his life at that time stolen away from him by Dave. Since that time, Dave and Bobby and my wife and I have been the best of friends through many, many years of ministry together, both at the university and serving the Lord in pulpit ministries here in Greenville and elsewhere around the country. So we love these folks in the Lord and appreciate so much the influence of their lives. And it's a worldwide influence. I'm not sure a lot of people understand just how great this is, because as pastor at Hampton Park, he has ministered to many young men preparing for the ministry at BJU that he was able to mentor as their local church pastor at Hampton Park while they were studying here in school. Now they're all over the world as missionaries and pastors serving God. And so his influence, the influence of his life and the touch of God upon his life has touched others who are now serving God widely. And it's been a rich and varied life that he's had.
The same theme is replayed time and again by people who know Dave Yerrick. It is a theme of steadiness, of faithfully staying at the task of serving the Lord. Dr. Bob Jones III says he sees Pastor Yerrick's strong point as
his unflappable, gentle compassion. Someone told me just within the last few days, a member of his church, he and I were hunting birds, and we were talking about Pastor Yerrick. He said, you know, none of us at Hampton Park could have ever had a better pastor. And he went on to tell me of incidents in his life and the life of others at a time when pastoral kindness and spiritual direction was needed, and he was there at their side in difficult circumstances of life. And anyone you talk to in the Greenville area that knows Dave and Bobby Yerrick will say that about them. They'll spend hours at the bedside of an ill or dying person. They're always thinking of others and how they can be a kind Christian friend to them. So I would say he's probably been one of the most exemplary pastors to the sheep, a good shepherd to the sheep, and those who have benefited from it love him greatly.
Anyone who knows Dave Yerrick will know that he will be very embarrassed by all these comments about him. I can almost hear him say, "What's all the fuss about? I was just doing what I could to serve the Lord." Dr. Yerrick would say, "The Lord did it all." He would be right, of course. It was the Lord who put the talent and the vision within Dave Yerrick. Nevertheless, when a man stays true to the Scriptures and dedicates his life to serving others, it is appropriate that we take notice of that life and its faithfulness. Listen to this excerpt from a sermon preached by Pastor Yerrick in 1975. Dave Yerrick is a practical preacher. He puts the cookies on the shelf where we can all reach them. Yet there is no question about his devotion and love for the Lord.
First of all, there's the matter of admiration. If we have a wholesome relationship with the Son of God, We're going to have an admiration or a love for this one who saved us by his death on the cross, who paid there the debt of our sin and provided salvation for us and guaranteed to us eternal life by his resurrection from the tomb. Now, if there's someone that we admire greatly, we're sure to share that fact of that admiration with other people. We're sure to share a knowledge of that relationship. In other words, if there's somebody that we're very fond of and we're acquainted with that person, we don't keep it a secret. We spread it about that others may know it, that others may come to know them. And so it is in the matter of this personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If it is a wholesome relationship, we're not going to keep it quiet. We're not going to keep it a secret. We're going to share the admiration and the love that we have for the Son of God. Then secondly, there is a benediction or a blessing. If our relationship with Jesus Christ is what it ought to be, we're going to enjoy the blessing that comes from having a knowledge of Christ, that comes from knowing Christ, that comes from this relationship. Do you know the blessing of God upon your life? I mean, really, can you look at your life and be very much aware of the fact that things are not as they would be were it not for the hand of God upon you and for the blessings that God sends into your life day by day or on a regular basis? There must be the benediction of blessing. Thirdly, in a wholesome person-to-person relationship, there is communication. There is fellowship. There is conversation back and forth. What kind of communication do you have with Jesus Christ? Is he one to whom you can turn any moment, any time of the day or night, and call out to him concerning the longings of your hearts, concerning your needs and your desires, and be assured that he hears you as you call, and be assured of the fact that he takes your needs and he considers them and he meets them as he sees fit to do so? Take any person in this world, and we know that we don't have a very personal relationship or a very wholesome personal relationship with them if there's no communication between us. And so it is with the Son of God. Fourthly, there must be dedication. Now, Jesus Christ dedicated himself to us. We're going to talk about that a little more in a moment. But he dedicated himself to the task of dying on the cross for the sins of all of us. He took our place there. We noted again this morning that 24 times in these 12 verses, Jesus Christ is pictured as our substitute, as the one who did certain things for us, as the one who took our place, as the one who suffered so that we need not suffer, as the one who died so we need not die, as the one who was reviled at the hands of men. Now, he has dedicated himself to us. He proved that by what he did when he came to this world. In turn, there should be complete dedication of our hearts and of our lives to him. And our relationship to Jesus Christ, again, is not going to be on the level that it can be or that it should be if there's not this complete dedication and consecration on our part to him and to his will and to his purpose and plan for our lives. And then the last thing we want to mention is that of exaltation. Paul said that in all things he might have the preeminence. And a person with whom we are in close communication and contact, with whom we enjoy a personal relationship, we don't speak evil of those people. We don't play them down. We lift them up. We exalt them before others. We let others know what they mean to us. And so Jesus Christ should not only have an exalted place upon the throne of our hearts and lives, but he ought to be exalted in our conversation. He ought to be exalted in our actions. He ought to be exalted in our thoughts. He ought to be lifted up above all others. Five simple things here that should characterize or that will characterize a vital, wholesome, living, person-to-person relationship with the Son of God.
We are paying tribute to David Yurick not because of his warm personality or his counseling skills or even his administrative prowess. And to be sure, Pastor Yurick has all these qualities and more. WMUU wants to honor this man because the message he preached back in January of 1964 is the same message he preached as his last as senior pastor at Hampton Park Baptist Church on the last Sunday of 2002. David Yurick has faithfully preached Christ and Him crucified. In the end, that's the only reason we should honor another. In our final segment, we want you to hear from the Yuricks, Dave and Bobby. First of all, Pastor Yurick will tell us about his involvement with the church.
Hampton Avenue Baptist Church was started in 1940, and the founding pastor, C.L. Norman, was there from that time until 1963, July of 1963. And then I began to speak there probably that same month. And when I was away one time in August, I found these minutes, by the way, just recently. When I was away in August, they voted on me being the supply pastor, so they wouldn't have to be looking for somebody every week. Then when I was away again in October, they voted on me to become the pastor as of the 1st of 1964. And so I went year by year because I really hadn't intended to be the pastor. So I said, well, I'll do it for 1 year. And then at the end of that year, they said, would you do it another year? And we went on. And so they voted on me every year, all these 39 years. We were there on Hampton Avenue until 1970 when the congregation decided to start a Christian school. And we didn't have the facilities for it there, and we didn't have room to expand. Meantime, we had purchased some property, hopefully to move to that property in 10 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. But when we voted to start the school, we needed to do something immediately. Therefore, we built the first building, and the school started in August of 1970, and the church moved there in October of 1970. And it became Hampton Park Baptist Church. Laura Pratt, who's well-known at Bob Jones University and WMUU and radio and TV, was a member, and we had people submit names, and we voted on them till one of them got the majority, and her name got the majority.
Today, Hampton Park Christian School has an enrollment of over 700, making it one of the largest fundamental Christian schools in the country. To say Pastor Yurick was instrumental in establishing and maintaining this school is an understatement. Typical of his seeking counsel from experts in a field, Dr. Yurick sought the advice of then Dean of Education at Bob Jones University, Dr. Walter Fremont.
I had talked to Dr. Fremont quite often about starting a school, and he would say, well, I don't think right now is the time to do it. Then there was an upheaval in the public schools about that time, and when I asked him again, he said, yes, I think this is a good time to start a school. So that's how that came about.
And speaking of understatements, behind every good man is a good woman. Baba Yurick has stood with her husband in all his church and Christian school ventures, sometimes with more enthusiasm, sometimes with less.
I really was not excited about starting the school because I felt that this was something that we didn't know about. We didn't know how to do this. And he felt very much that this was the Lord's leading in his life. And so at first I rebelled, but then I became very excited about it and did everything that I could. He gave me assignments to do, such as helping to start the curriculum and so forth that I didn't know about. But the Lord always led someone to us to help us. And the night before we opened the school, I know that everyone would say there was impossibility. There was no way to do it. Mm-hmm. And many people from our church were out there working that night, and the school would open the next day. And I can remember so well, late that night, we all lined up and held hands and sang, "To God be the glory, great things He hath done."
Men for Missions has become a model for churches around the country to involve men more directly in foreign and domestic mission activities. Here again, Dave Yurick was in the leadership role at Hampton Park Baptist Church. Those who know Pastor Yurick know his burden for missions. So it came as no surprise that he wanted men more involved.
We'd all heard of ladies' missionary groups in church, but none of us had ever heard of a men's group. I'm sure there were some, but we had just not heard about them. And we felt that since God had given men the leadership, mm-hmm. they should take it in missions as well and not just give it all over to the ladies. Mm-hmm. So we started, and we had a good group the first time, and then it kind of almost died out. And we decided that rather than meeting on a weekday night, we'd meet on a Saturday morning, have a breakfast, and then have a speaker. And so we've been doing that ever since 1976. And then there are a lot of other aspects to it, too. We have a helps program, mm-hmm. in which we have a full-time person who works on creating and shipping missionary goods, and they also build some furniture, cabinets, and things for our church and for other churches. And, yeah, for the Wilds. We've done a lot of work at the Wilds in regard to the furniture in the Fremont Inn. And we have a team ministry where we have a lot of our people go out on teams to other places and some other aspects of it.
In addition to serving on many boards, including the board of directors at Bob Jones University, Dave Yerrick was honored by the Bob Jones University Alumni Association as its Alumnus of the Year in 1991. In his humorous way, Dr. Yerrick told us that he felt the Alumni Association must have been hard up that year. Well, we don't think so. The proof of the pudding in the character of any man is how does he act at home? Sadly, Christian leaders can sometimes preach one thing from the pulpit but live something else in front of their family. Who better to tell us what the real Dave Yerrick is like than his wife, Bobby Yerrick?
My husband, of course, is a very strong person, godly person. This is thrilling. Even our children will give testimony. We all do that. My husband is so kind at home, and he treats us so wonderfully that we have loved having him as a pastor, mm-hmm. and that's great. I have seen my husband develop a real tenderness toward people and a real desire to help and to strengthen. He's always wanting to give to others and to do for them and make them successful. I think that has really developed in his life over these years. And, of course, his having experienced some of the major illnesses and surgeries that other people have, that's made him so tender and so caring toward mm-hmm. those people and sympathetic with them and asking them to help. And, of course, I have I've been thrilled at his desire to know God's Word and to impart it. And when I'm teaching Bible studies and so forth, I'm constantly going to him, am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. And he immediately, I say, I can spend hours and I don't know what I'm doing, and they're going to ask him, and he knows in a few minutes what I'm looking for. So it's just been a thrill to have him. He's been a wonderful pastor. Just a delight to live with him.
Of one thing we can be sure, Dr. David Yerrick will keep on keeping on as Pastor Emeritus at Hampton Park Baptist Church until the Lord calls him home. We have attempted to pay tribute to a man we call friend and colleague in the ministry. We've tried to highlight the many talents and accomplishments in the life of Dave Yerrick. In our estimation, his greatest accomplishment has been to finish well. Pastor Yerrick has been faithful. All of the many talents he has and honors that he has received in his life pale in comparison to heaven's yardstick of being faithful to the end. We honor this man because he honored Christ with a life of service to him. To God be the glory.